Welcome to the I Am Worthy podcast, where we don't believe in choosing between this or that, but instead we are worthy of it all. I am your host, Brittany Noel, and despite being a licensed therapist, I know better than anybody what it's like to struggle with the doubt and fears behind the pursuit of your success in life, love, and your purpose. So join me as I uncover the secrets to becoming unapologetically worthy so that you can have, do, and be all things. Welcome back to another edition of the I Am Worthy podcast. Y'all know I am Brittany Noel. I am your host. I'm a therapist, a speaker, an entrepreneur, a coach, a person, a lady, a woman. But on today's episode, y'all, I am simply here as your friend. In this journey, y'all know the last couple of episodes we have been talking about what it means to journey into becoming worthy, accepting that we're worthy. And so we're going to have that conversation again today. And today I really want to talk about being worthy of a big life, of a big life. This one really hits home for me. It's going to hit home for a couple of you guys as well, because as a therapist, there is this very distinct transformation that takes place. It happened for me. It happened for a lot of my clients, where when you have been stuck in a pattern of just surviving life, right? And you're trying to figure out, you know, how do I just make it to Friday? How do I just make it to this next situation? When you are in a living toxic life patterns out, toxic cycles, you get used to surviving one issue before the next issue pops up. So there's just this constant surviving and recovery thing that you're doing. Survivor recovery. However, once you have moved out of that stage of survival, that there is a part of life that is called thriving, that the rules of living a thriving life is very different from survival mode. And surviving that transition from survival to thriving can be very difficult. It requires a totally new mindset, a totally new skill set that helps you be successful in the thriving part of your life. And y'all, personally, it was hard for me. I'm still struggling with what does it mean to thrive as I continue to transition into the next version of who I am. When you come out of that survival mode initially, you know, life gets better, things get easier, you're more happy, you have your joy. And so you're living in a place that is new, it's refreshing, and you're like, finally, I can breathe, right? And so you get very comfortable and you get used to living in that very comfortable life. And then God comes and says, okay, now we're ready to transition. And when he says, now you're ready, it's like so funny, because on one hand, you want to rejoice and say, oh my God, this is what I've been praying about. But on the other hand, it's like, oh, so I have to leave this comfortable place. I have to leave the zone of safety that I've created, where I can predict everything and everything flows smoothly, and I know what's going to happen on Thursday, and I know how things are going to go, and I have my to-do list, and I'm comfortable over here. And now things get shaken up, because when you walk into a thriving environment, the hardest part, y'all, the hardest part is believing that I'm worthy of everything that's behind the doors that God is about to open for me. I remember before the pandemic, I think the last big concert or conference I went to was Sarah Jakes. And I cannot recall right now what it was, the knockout tour, something with fighting. But I remember as she was talking, God was talking to me in that moment, and he was telling me everything that was coming my way and everything that was about to happen. And I remember weeping, not because I was rejoicing, but I remember being in tears, because as God was telling me what was coming, I remember asking him, God, you mean I can have that too? That not only are you the God that saved me, not only are you the God that thought I was worthy enough to be healed, not only are you the God that moved me into a level of survival that I never thought I would be in, that you took me out of my entire bloodline and put me in a different place where I am successful and I'm benefiting and I'm moving forward, that not only am I in this happy place right now, but you mean to tell me there's more? You mean to tell me that I actually have access to more? And so my weeping was coming because I didn't know if I was worthy enough to touch more. That as he was revealing to me that, Brittany, I have so much more for you, that yes, you're better now. Yes, you're healed now. Yes, things are good right now. But this has nothing compared to what's coming. That you cannot get comfortable with this transition because this part was only meant to sustain you. But the bigger part of who I've called you to be comes with more. And so I was weeping because I was like, am I enough to be worthy of more? And struggling to believe that you are enough so that you are worthy of more is simply happening because you don't know what you are. That you don't know everything that you carry, that you haven't even stepped into the fullness of everything that you are. So when you start embracing that I am worthy of a big life, it means that you are taking complete ownership of all of your gifts. Every gift, every talent, everything that God put in you to be placed into this world, that your more is attached to what you produce. Your more is attached to what you produce. So whether you are the videographer that's behind my camera, whether you are the author that has a book to write, whether you are the boutique owner that has more locations to announce, whether you are the speaker that has more conferences to hold, whatever it is that you were meant to produce and put out into this world, that's where you will find your more. So many times the key to us stepping into everything that we want in our lives means embracing my gift and fully fleshing that thing out. There are so many people who get settled behind what's good enough, missing the fact that there's so much more. So what does it mean for me to really be worthy enough that I transition into this thriving part of my life? And understanding that I'm worthy enough to live a big life is one, accepting that, yes, there is more for me. Accepting that there is more for me. And I'm not incompetent for the more. I simply have to flesh out everything that I am so that I can step into the more. Understand that the more that you're looking for, it's not a figment of your imagination. That it's real. That it's very real. Many times I will visualize what my more is because it's in my head, it's in my visualization that I get to touch it, that I get to have a conversation with it, that I get to sit down with it and just feel what it's going to be like when I reach that destination, when I reach that place. When you really can visualize what it is that you're looking for, what it is you want to create, who it is you want to be, the steps to getting there become easier because you can work backwards. So when we are clear about what our more is and what we want, unfortunately, y'all, the number one thing that is our barrier to moving into really believing that we're worthy of more is the fact that before I can embrace what is to come, I have to release what is. That as I was weeping at that Sarah Jakes conference, I realized, okay, Brittany, if there are more doors that God is about to open for you, what do you need to do to make room for what's coming? What do you need to release so that you can freely accept what is coming your way? And on a surface level, yes, we need to release some people. We need to release some things. We need to release some places, some routines, and some habits that are getting in our way of walking into the thriving part of our lives. But y'all, we really need to start releasing the beliefs that we've been holding on to. I had to release the belief that, one, I was going to have a traditional lifestyle, that the career that I had planned out perfectly, was going to be the job that I retired from, that it was going to be the life that I thought I was going to live. I had to release that idea of the life I thought I was supposed to have so that I could embrace what was. I need you guys to release the fears that you're in love with. The fears that you are in love with. And the fears that we are in love with, the reason why we love them is because they give us permission to stay small. They give us permission to run and hide. They give us permission to never start the project. They give us permission to never step out on faith. They give us permission because as long as I keep saying, well, I'm afraid, then that justifies the reason why I haven't produced anything. In order for you to step into this next version where the things you produce are open the doors you want for your life, I have to release the fears that I'm in love with, the fears that have been my protection. I need you to release the vision of who you are today so that you can grow into who it is that you're becoming. I always hold the vision of who I am today very loosely. I give myself permission to transform at any given moment. If my favorite color today is purple, it could be black tomorrow. That's how loose I am with the definitions that I have of who I am. Because as you are moving into this thriving season, you cannot hold on to the parts of you that you feel have defined who you are up until this point. We cannot say that's how I've always been, that's how I like it, that's just how I see things. Because what if how you see things is limited? What if how you see things is constructed around the blind spots, the things that you don't see? What if how you see things is the reason why you feel threatened every time you're put into a room with great people around you? What if how you see things is the reason why you cannot take action and produce what you know you need to produce because you keep justifying the reason why you haven't taken action? What if how you see things is the problem? So I need you to be less loyal to who you are today and more loyal to who it is you're becoming. And that means I'm willing to release any part of me that holds up this process. I'm willing to release my need to be right. I'm willing to release my need to be predictable, my need to be on a schedule. I'm willing to release it. And it's in the act of releasing, you guys, that we make room for the things that we do want, for our ability to step into our thriving, happy, joyful era of our lives. I think the biggest, you know, misbelief is people think that, you know, the journey to becoming worthy is an easy one. People think that the journey to becoming worthy is one that we, you know, we manifest and we feel good about it. When really the journey to becoming worthy is a hard one. It's a road full of tears. It's a road full of grief as I grieve the things that I had to let go so that I can get clear about who I was. The road to becoming worthy. It can be a lonely one. So I challenge you guys, as we are all in our own individual journeys, to becoming worthy in different areas of our lives, to stepping into the bigger parts of who we want to be. For today, I want you to really identify and call forth, what is that gift? What is that thing that I need to produce, that I want to produce? I just want to put it on your mind today that there's a production that's waiting with your name on it. I don't know what that production is for you. Maybe you can leave that in the comment for me. But what is it that you need to produce? And I don't want you guys to get lost in the jobs of what you do. But what if you're supposed to be producing more love in this earth? What if you are supposed to be producing forgiveness in this season of your life? What if you're supposed to be producing peace in the chaos that you're in? What is it that you need to be producing? And what is it that I need to release so that I can freely produce that thing? Because doors are ready to open. I just hear it so vividly when God told me, yes, that's yours too. And this is why when I talk about abundance, I don't believe in this or that. Like I have to choose either you get this or you get that. Because my relationship with God is, he says, yes, and that too. I have all of it for you. Yes, you get that too. You don't have to choose between the job and the husband. You don't have to choose between being successful and the family. You don't have to choose. You get it all. But first, I need you to abandon what you thought this was going to look like. I need you to abandon what you thought this was going to be. I need you to abandon who you thought you were going to be so that you can embrace what you are. All that you are. And that's how you get to being worthy. That's how you realize, oh, there are no defects about me. There were no accidents about me. So you guys, this series is going to be one of many of our future transparent conversations where we talk about the journey to you becoming worthy. The next couple of episodes, I want to bring on some people who have been able to tap into their gifts and unapologetically show those gifts to the world and really, you know, get their take on how they were able to come out of their shell and embrace all that they are. So be on the lookout for that. But in the meantime, in between time, I want you to unapologetically show everything that you are to the world. I want you to wear your red lipstick. I want you to be in tune with your breathing and why you breathe every day and take your breaths. Not for granted, but understand that every breath is a gift because I am the gift, right? I want you to really redefine that love. What is love? What makes me worthy of unconditional love? What does unconditional love look like? And release. Release everything that stops you from becoming everything that you need to be. So until our next episode, you guys, please leave me something in the comments so that I will know how this is impacting you guys. You can always shoot me a DM on Instagram, Facebook, email, however you can get in touch with me. Let me know how this content is helping you. Make sure you subscribe to our channel. Until our next episode, I will talk to you guys later. That was another episode of the I Am Worthy podcast. If you like what you heard, please comment below and tell me how this content is helping you. Make sure that you like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I am so happy to be with you on this journey as we are all becoming more of ourselves in every area of our lives. Until our next episode, I will catch you guys later.